At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Hey, it's JD here, and I wanted to just pop in at the start of the episode to run something past you. Do you want to be the co-host for the final episode of the Pavement Top 50 Countdown? You'd be covering song fucking number one. Of course, you'll have to share your Pavement origins story as well. If this sounds like something you'd like to take part in, and you haven't already been part of the countdown, simply shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com, and put countdown as the subject line. In the body of the email, tell me why you're the person to do this job. You're the biggest Pavement superfan. You have until Saturday, August 31st to submit your application, and I will choose the winner and be in touch. Good luck to everyone, and now, on with the countdown.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Song number 25 is our first entrant from the masterpiece Watery Domestic. It's Shoot the Singer, One Sick Verse. David from New York, what are your initial thoughts about this song?
Shoot the Singer, I think it's probably one of Pavement's most perfect songs. Like, if you just listen to it, it's such a beautifully textured song. And like the production is pretty unique, I think.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and a bag full of M&Ms with the brown ones removed, a la Van Halen. How will your favorite songs fare in the rankings? Well, you'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan, Jamie from Watford. Jamie, first of all, fucking great name. Second of all, how the fuck are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for that. It's the English variant of the name, not the Scottish variant, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Well, that's my name as well. So
yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So let's get right into things. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. Let's jump right into your Pavement origin story.
Yeah. Wow. I guess I've been very lucky. So I was trying to tot up how many times I've seen Pavement. I think it's 10, maybe 11.
Wow.
And then, you know, I've seen Preston School of Industry a couple of times, seen Thieve and the Jicks. But how I fell into Pavement, I think, was just serendipitous. So I was 15, happened to be at a friend's house, and he said, got a spare ticket for a concert tomorrow. I'd never really been sort of to a concert. I think, you know, I've been to a couple right at that age. When you're 15, you're sort of, you know, you're at an age where perhaps you don't need your handheld anymore. And he said, got a ticket for a band called Pavement. Yeah, I'd never heard of them. And I was just starting to get into what we would call in Britain kind of indie, so pre-Britpop, but kind of indie music. So bands like Carter, Senseless Things, Mega City 4, these might mean things to some of your listeners, particularly in the UK. I was like, yeah, great, free ticket. It happened to be my birthday the next day. So I borrowed a tape, you know, good old sort of probably what it would have been a 60-minute cassette. and listen to Slanted for, you know, over and over again ahead of the gig, right? Because you don't want to turn up at a gig and not know anything about the music. And so that was August 92 at the Marquee in London. And I didn't know what to expect, didn't know what I was walking into. Certainly didn't know that I was going to become like a big fan of this band.
Wow. So what do you remember about the show, the actual show?
So I guess because of the fact I was 15 and I wasn't drinking, I probably remember more than I would from a gig like 3 years ago. So this is going to sound a bit crazy, but and having listened to the other pods, like there's a common theme here, which is just how open the band are, right? And how welcoming and accommodating they are. And, you know, I think they always realize their sort of size and everything, right? Then they're not filling out stadiums, and they don't need to be standoffish at all. So we went to the gig. I've no memory of the support band, but that's primarily because somehow me and my friend managed to end up backstage at the Marquee. We were drinking support band's Red Stripe Lager. And next thing you know, we're talking to Gary. This is peak Gary when he's handing out like salad and handing out plates of food. And it's pretty grotty. It's actually from a black bin bag, which is, you know, not particularly, exciting or alluring. But right. You're there going, okay, this is the drummer of the band that we're about to see. He's handing out food. We'll have a quick chat. I have a vague memory, but I don't know if this is just like history playing tricks, but I have a vague memory of either Steve or Spiral, one of the two, wearing a football top, a Luton Town football top, which for me as a Watford fan, that's like one of our big rivals. So I don't know again if I'm sort of making this up, but I have a memory that might have been, you know, like, why are you wearing that top? You know, and that started a conversation. And then next thing I know, Gary's handing my friend a bottle of water. So because we were thirsty, it wasn't a bottle of water, obviously, because it was Gary. It was a bottle of vodka. And just all the, it's just like, this is insane. And the gig hasn't even started yet. and then the concert itself was just fantastic. I mean, you know, 15 years old. Marquee is quite a famous London venue. You know, I think the Stones have played there. You know, it's a typically small venue with a low roof and sweat dripping off the ceilings, and it's the sort of perfect place to see a band that's kind of, you know, on that upward curve, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Jamie, talk to me about your go-to record. You mentioned that Slanted was the first thing you heard and you listened the shit out of it. What was, two-part question, what was next for you? And you got to live it all in real time, so that's spectacular. But what is your go-to record now? So there's two separate questions there.
Yeah, I mean, Slanted was definitely like the gateway drug, as they say. And I was lucky. You're right, right? I was there, you know, every Monday when the new album came out, buy the next album, you know, play it to the nth degree. 2 years later, the next album, watch them on the following tours that support those albums. So I was really, really fortunate. I feel very, very lucky. Watery Domestic, I mean, that was a pretty fast follow, wasn't it, from Slanted. I think like a lot of people that have been on your thing today, that was like their high point. I think just musically, I think, you know, in the case of four songs, they just nailed it.
They nailed it, yeah.
But I would say the album that I come back to the most is definitely Crooked Rain. I think, I don't know if it's about the age, like, you know, I would have been 17, 18 then, you know, you're kind of really impressionable music. I think it follows on from Watery Domestic really nicely. There's a kind of, there's a continuity of their style. Gary is, you know, there's still bits of Gary drumming on Crooked Rain, I think, if you kind of go deep into the sleeve notes and stuff like that. So I think for me, that's the album that, you know, like I'm rebuying my LP collection, for example, and that was the first one I got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got Slanted first.
Yeah. But it's an expensive habit to start again, right?
Jesus, is it ever? Wow. Yeah. So you've seen a bunch of shows, like 10 or 11 shows. You've got Crooked Rain as your record. Is there anything else you want to share about your Pavement origin story?
What else? I mean, I got a couple of thoughts and things I'm happy to share. Like, I don't think they're a great festival band, is my take.
Seems that way.
I've not seen them at, is it Benicassin? And what was the one they did on their tour back in the famous one in? Yes, right.
I saw it in Porto and it was really good. They were really good there.
I think the two times I've seen them at Reading Festival and I've seen them at V Festival in the UK, and that kind of mid-afternoon slot, open air, I don't think it suits their aesthetic. I don't think it suits the way that their music kind of fills the room. Whereas, you know, I saw their last gig at Brixton, the night that they kind of quit with the handcuffs and all of that sort of.
You were there.
Yeah. Not knowing, obviously, like, you know, there's no social media, right? You kind of, you know, did I notice the handcuffs on the microphone? No. Did they look tired? Yes. And then, you know, maybe 2 weeks later, you're reading in the music press that, you know, that was their last gig and that they're moving on to different things. You know, so at the time, I didn't add up everything that I was seeing, but kind of with hindsight, you then go, oh, well, yeah, maybe Mount must have kind of checked out a little bit. And so, yeah, I mean, but, you know, as a fan, right, it's kind of cool to be at their so-called final gig.
And then, oh, my gosh.
And then they do it again and again and again, right? And they come back for the it's a shame. I think we were at some of the same gigs in London then, because I was at two of the gigs last year in London. Oh, no, it's not last year, is it? God.
2 years ago now.
Two years ago, man. Yeah. I'd hoped to go to Manchester, but I had to sell that ticket in the end. So I took myself twice to London. So I kind of thought 2 out of 4 is not bad. I could have done 4, but, you know, there's bills to pay.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I love those London gigs. I thought they were. The Roundhouse is a great venue.
It was really awesome.
If no one's ever been, you know, it's a really interesting venue, right? I thought they did it justice, and the venue did them justice in a way.
Yeah, I think so. It was great. I saw 3 out of 4. I missed opening night because I was in Liverpool.
Right. So. Well, then we were definitely. That's weird, right? Because we were definitely. If you missed opening night, so did I. So we were at the same gigs. Right?
What a small world. Well, should we settle in and listen to track 24?
Yeah, let's do it. Halfway through, right? Sort of 24, halfway through the 50 or so. Yeah, let's
That's right. Yeah. So let's do that. We'll play the song right now, and we'll be back on the other side.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
24.
Open call for prison art. We'll be right back.
Well, Jamie, here we are at song 24 on the countdown, a stone cold classic. This is the 8th song on our list from Pavement's penultimate album, Bright in the Corners. At 24,
it's Finn.
Jamie, what are your initial thoughts about this song?
I think I remember really liking it kind of when I, you know, when you buy Bright in the Corners, you put it on, you go through the album, and it feels like a sensible, good closing song. The name kind of gives it away, right, to a degree. And look, I'll be honest here, I'm not one for analyzing lyrics. And like, if you're not one for analyzing lyrics, then you've got no chance with Pavement lyrics, right? Because, you know, kind of Mountless goes all over the shop. But listening to the album recently again, I've got two things about the song. One is, I think the album's really interesting. I think lyrically it might be Pavement's most interesting album. I think like Mountless seems to be having a lot of fun. Like, you know, I wrote down a few of the, you know, just on different songs, right? You know, we went Dutch, Dutch, Dutch on Shady Lane. You know, a voice coach taught me to sing. He couldn't teach me to love, all the above on Transported to Range. I just think he seems to be having a lot of fun lyrically. And they kind of flow and, you know, there's elements of rhyming in there, which, you know, Pavement haven't always done. But the more I've listened to this song, I've got to be honest, and I don't know if this is not going to make me very popular given that people voted for it, but I'm kind of ambivalent about this song. The more I listen to it. I know. Sorry.
No, don't be.
Podcast here now.
Right. No. I'm curious to know why.
I was listening to it again today to give it, you know, give it its dues and give it a fair chance. I think my issue with the song is, look, first of all, it's not a bad song, right? I think, you know, I don't have many Pavement songs that I would, you know, put down as being bad. I think my issue with it is that it's really slow to build up, and that, you know, maybe that's deliberate. But when you've heard the guitar solo, which is great, and you love the guitar solo at the end, and it closes out the album, and it's, you know, take the name, right? It's the Finn, it's the end. The first half of the song, you're just like, come on, let's just get to the good bit. And I kind of feel like, and so the first time you hear the song, you're probably thinking, this is lovely, I'm enjoying the experience. But once you've had the good bit, I actually find the kind of first half of the song quite slow, quite interminable. I went and listened to a live version from their recent tour, thinking, you know, do they play at a different speed? Is it, you know, is it different? And the kind of feeling was the same again. And don't think it works if you play it mid gig as well, because it drifts, the guitar solo kind of fades away, and if you listen to it, it doesn't just finish, it kind of goes and goes and goes, and you can keep hearing the song all the way to the end. And it just gives the impression that, like, I think it, you know, am I reading too much into it? But it feels like Mountmus, you know, by this point, he'd had enough in Pavement, and maybe this is kind of, you know, he's talking about things that, you know, walled gardens, he wants to get out. You know, is this his way of saying it through music? Because I think Terra Twilight is the most Mountmus and the Jicks type album.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, you know, and I think, maybe someone on your show had already said it, that it was the one where the rest of the band had the least amount of writing credit. Like, so I always think Terra Twilight's almost like his first album into the Jicks. And this is almost like him kind of closing out on Pavement. And I'm sure that I'm definitely probably reading way too much into it, but that's kind of just my, it just feels a little bit like, yeah, this is the end. I get the feeling, really like the guitar solo, but why are you taking so long to get to it? Sorry.
Well, you heard it here first. Shall I publish your email address in the show notes so you can get
I'm thinking I've blown any chance of an invite back for the top 10. but yeah, I think look, if you're a super fan, right, you're gonna like some stuff more than the others.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, I've got to be fair. I didn't vote for it. I'm kind of, like I say, I'm kind of ambivalent towards it. Like, you know, The Hex, which is maybe a slightly similar sounding song, kind of takes you on the same journey, is infinitely better. And I, you know, I don't know the rest of this countdown, but I'm guessing that The Hex is probably in the top 10 or so. That I would imagine that a lot of fans would vote for that.
I'll never tell.
Yeah, I know. I know. You keep us guessing.
That's right. So I guess then, it's pretty clear that you think this song is overrated on the list at 24. Where would you put it?
Yes. Well,
does it crack your top 50?
Probably. I mean, look, to be honest, could I count 50 songs? You know, like, do I have the energy to do that? Probably not. But like, you know, when I think of things, and, you know, this is me showing my, you know, earlier favoritism maybe, but Silence Kit, Heaven Is a Truck, Frontwood, you know, these are all songs that would, you know, get way in front of Finn. And, you know, that's the earlier stuff, right? I think it's probably, for me, it's probably overrated in the countdown. But that's the beauty of music, right? We all have our opinions, and, you know, to some people this means something probably very different to what it means to me.
Absolutely.
I know you're a big fan of this album, right? I think this is your favorite album.
Yeah.
You're definitely thinking, this guy Jamie's a complete jerk. I'm not inviting him back.
No, not at all. No, this is meant to be water cooler fodder, you know? Like, this is you know, Jamie's crazy. It's absolutely at 24, or, you know, I'm totally with Jamie. It's overrated, you know, like that kind of thing. It's meant to be fun. So I'm glad you had some fun with it.
Do you get people commenting? Is there a way in which where do we see, like, what people's hot takes on this is?
Twitter, Facebook, you know, all the usual suspects.
Okay. I've got to get back into Facebook. I'll have to see what people say.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you, Jamie.
Yeah, and likewise, I've really enjoyed the series so far. Thank you for, like, thank you for doing it on behalf of all of us weird Pavement fans. It's appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Cool. And getting to meet cool people like you is always fun too.
Yeah, and maybe there'll be another gig, right? We could hope. Maybe they've got some tax bills to pay. I saw Spiral is selling some of his equipment at the moment, so, you know, maybe they've got some bills to pay and they'll do another series of gigs. That'd be good.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see each other there. All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, JD. I will do. I love it. Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra podcasts and such.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.